And my word of 2022 is grace. I am accepting where I am in the moment and giving myself more high fives. And Edie, where I am in the moment is in Beijing, and the Olympics are in full swing. So even though we can't watch any of the games in person, I am having a blast as the unofficial correspondent for the two Chit Chat Chicks. I am on the ground doing live recordings of all the happenings about town. So it is just hot off the press. Go to the Chit Chat Coop to watch the videos. So I'm a Canadian gal living in China, working as an international school teacher, a podcaster, and an Olympic correspondent for the next 2 weeks.
Well, hi, I'm Edie, and my word of 2022 is consistent. Mm-hmm. I am consistently shoveling and spreading salt on my sidewalks because it keeps snowing here in Wisconsin. I am also consistently drinking my reishi mushroom tea for inflammation. I received several boxes for Christmas, and I hope I'm going to receive more for my birthday because I've brewed all of my mushroom tea and I'm out. I've had to go start drinking reishi, turmeric, and ginger. I am a mom of two teens and a tween. I am a middle school reading specialist and a podcaster.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Do a reread and watch some TV.
Uh-huh. We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Who do you admire and how do you emulate them?
Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week. In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So Edie, you're going to talk about rereads today?
Yes, I am. I find myself very attracted to like all the new bestsellers, or I'm, you know, trying to read as many new middle grade novels as possible so I can recommend them to students. So I'm always reading something new, you know. Mm-hmm. And in December, I was reading all these books with such heavy topics, like, you know, war, resettlement camps, bullying, sexual abuse. And I was like, like in a puddle, Leah. I felt like I was in an emotional puddle because all of this writing is so good and, you know, you feel it. And one night I slammed shut my book like that and I thought, I want to go to Hogwarts. Oh, so I trundled downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I pulled my favorite Harry Potter book, book number 5, The Order of the Phoenix, and I started to reread it, and instantly it just felt so comforting. It felt familiar, and it felt magical, and I was so happy to be back at Hogwarts with my friends Harry, Hermione, and Ron. I have since gone back to all my other books, but the reread was just so wonderful. So I am making this the summer of rereads for me.
The summer of rereads? But we're in
February. Yeah, the summer of rereads.
Okay.
So I'm already looking forward to summer, Leah.
Oh, okay.
You have to in Wisconsin with the consistent shoveling.
Okay, you're just going to hold off on any more rereading until the summer?
Until the summer, and I'm just going to start rereading books that I have loved, you know. It might even include some Bill Bryson.
Yes,
Bill Bryson. Do you do much rereading, Leah?
I actually do not, Edie. I used to, and not for a long time. Somehow I just, I don't know, I just feel like there's so much to read that I just can't.
There is.
I don't know. I kind of wish I'd held by so many books, and I just always have so many on the go that I can't. Oh, maybe when I retire, I don't know. Presently,
well,
no.
Another thing I did in December, because I wanted fun, is I re-listened to David Sedaris's Holidays on Ice. You know, where he talks about being a Macy's elf. It was so funny. So every time I was driving in the car, I would listen to that and laugh. Like, lovely. That's going to be a tradition. I'm going to listen to it every single year.
Yeah, well, we do listen to it every single year. So it's interesting that, you know, we watch and listen to things again and again in our household. But I tend not to reread. So, I'll think about it. Maybe in the summer. You can bring it up in a few months. But in the meantime, I want to move away from reading and talk about TV. Because I'm big on TV.
Let's do it.
I don't have time to reread because I'm watching TV. Oh no. Okay. So here's the thing. I have two recommendations, or actually three this week, about TV. And I love my TV. I'm not a compulsive TV watcher by any means, but I feel like there's been some good TV that's come out in the last few years. And now that it's, you know, you can stream it, and so it's minus all the ads and stuff, I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm big on streaming. So I have found a show that actually is no longer in production, but there were four seasons of it, called Life in Pieces. It's on Amazon Prime and probably in other places as well. And I absolutely love this show, Edie, because it is consistently funny and there is zero stress. Like, you never, even throughout the show, like, there's never a time when you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Or, you know, there's a stupid problem that needs solving and you're really worried about how somebody's, like, embarrassed or whatever. Like, none of that. It just all fixes itself. And it's really fun because it's actually a family, kind of like Modern Family, right? So there's the patriarchs and then there's three families, the three kids and their families. And each episode is from the perspective of one of these families, or not each episode, each, like, every, like, 8 minutes, they start a new chunk of this family. And they just, they're so funny, and things don't get solved really. And they don't even necessarily come back to what the issues were, but it just, it's so relaxing. So whenever I'm feeling stressed, I go straight to Life in Pieces, and I'm happy. I'm just so happy. And I've turned on a few friends at work to it as well, and they completely agree. Have you ever watched it?
No, I haven't watched it. No, but it sounds like Life in Pieces is like your Hogwarts.
Yes, I would concur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just no stress, just joy, just laughter. So the other two shows that I want to recommend are nothing like that. And these are, one I watch with my sweetheart, with Dawn, and that's Succession. Have you ever watched Succession, Edie?
No. And I'm not going to.
I don't really recommend it on one hand, and on the other, it's like once you're in, you're riveted and you become a Succession head, even though there are like no characters that are in any way sympathetic. They're all horrible people, dreadful, dreadful people. But there's just, it's just so amazing that people could possibly live this way. It's a very, very wealthy family in this corporation that they run. And basically the premise is that three sons and a daughter, like one of them is going to be the successor of this company, right? But they all work for it. And it's just this constant rallying for power. And the father, the patriarch, is the most horrible man on the planet. But wow, it's insane. It's insanity. A lot of Just good, solid writing. And Edie, Will Ferrell is one of the producers, which makes no sense to me. I keep wanting to look up to see if it's really the Will Ferrell, the comedy Will Ferrell, because there's nothing comedic about this show. Well, it is funny because it's so insane. But anyway, some
Oh.
brilliant writing.
Will's bringing in some money because people love this show.
I'm telling you, once you start, you can't stop. But I've got actually
Yeah.
a shorter once you start, can't stop, slightly stressful, adrenaline driving, shocking show called White Lotus. Six episodes. Holy cow, Edie. I can't even. So basically, it takes place at a resort in Hawaii. All of these folks go to this resort, these characters, and it's what they all go through at this resort. And again, no sympathetic characters, but they're all so insane, and there's this like tiki Hawaiian music vibrating, thrumming throughout the whole. And characters just doing the nuttiest things. Like every moment you're like, I can't believe that just happened. I can't believe I saw that. I can't believe I heard that. Who is this person? So it's a really fun show to either watch with somebody or to watch at the same time as somebody else in a different place and then talk about it the next day
Oh,
because you're just like,
yeah.
what? How did what? So anyway, really fun, and super compelling. White Lotus. Loved it a whole lot. I think it's probably my favorite show of the year. Yeah, so there you go.
So you can't listen to my holiday playlist because it's too stimulating, but you can watch White Lotus in succession? I'm gutted. Like, come on. I think you just don't like my playlists, Leia. With tiki music thrumming through your body.
To say. No, I love your playlists. No, I love them. They are
Okay.
stressful in the same way, though. There's a lot of energy there, right? There's just a lot going on.
Oh, well, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
Oh, hey, well, this week we're talking about different people we admire and how we might emulate them in our own lives. How about you kick things off, Edie?
Well, I would love to, Leia. So, of course, who came to my mind was Dolly Parton, but
Of
I feel like
course.
I have already talked about her so much. So, I'm going to talk about someone new who I admire, and this is going to be a real shock, a real adrenaline jolt. I'm going with a different singer, and that singer is Ringo Starr.
What? No.
Yes,
No.
it's Ringo Starr,
You
singer of
admire.
Back Off Boogaloo.
I don't even know how you're gonna talk your way through this one, Edie. This is bizarre. Okay, do tell.
Yes.
Do tell.
Well, let me tell more. So
Yes.
I was always a Paul girl. Love Paul McCartney. But then, Leia, I did watch some TV and I've been watching the Get Back documentary on Disney
Yes.
Plus with my
Yep.
daughter because we're just smitten, with the Beatles. And I love Ringo Starr from watching this documentary. Yeah, I am smitten with Ringo because he is amazing. So, Leia, I was always a Paul girl, but then
Yeah.
I started watching the Get Back. Wait, I hope everyone heard Paul girl, not call girl. Did you hear it as Paul girl?
Yes, I did.
Okay, not call girl. Well, yeah. Anyway, I've been watching the Get Back documentary on Disney Plus with my daughter Lulu. It's a documentary about the making of their last album and their last concert. And I have become so smitten with Ringo Starr. But I have to ask, did you watch the Get Back documentary, Leia?
Well, only bits and pieces. Dawn watched it in the living room while I was watching White Lotus in the bedroom. So I would come out for popcorn or wine, and he's like, come watch this. And I'd watch segments, but then I'd have to rush back in and watch my own show. So somehow we didn't share that. I will watch it because Dawn wants to watch it again with me. So I will be able to comment more on Ringo after I've spent some time, dedicated time watching it with Dawn. Well, he has a lot to say. He'll stop and pause and just talk endlessly about things.
Leia, you are not going to like it.
No, really? Why not?
Well, it's one thing. It is 8 hours.
It's so long.
It's 8 hours.
It took as long as White Lotus. We were watching it at the same time in different rooms. I mean, him, the documentary, and me, the Lotus show. So, yeah.
Well, there is a lot of bickering. There's a lot of nonsense. You get to see how Paul is like the mother of the group, and he's trying to get it
cheer
together.
Everybody up,
George,
and you're like, come on, guys, come on.
Yeah, come on, guys, let's record a song. And then they don't. They just sit around and like kvetch for 20 minutes. Oh, eating toast. And then George is like a grumpy teenager because he's only 25 in this. So he gets mad and he leaves the band, and John, this is when John was on heroin, I think. So he weighs like 75 pounds and is just acting insane.
So Edie, what is this episode about? Who we admire and how we want to emulate them. So come on. What, Ringo? Do tell.
Well, before I get back to the topic, Yoko is hilarious in this because she just pulls up a chair and joins the Beatles. She's like sewing, darning a sock. She's doing a crossword puzzle. She's eating toast. She's reading the newspaper. So I firmly believe she broke up the band because it's like, why is she there? So anywho, but back to Ringo.
Yes, please.
So I'm watching all this nonsense. I had to set the stage. The only person who's not acting like an ass, excuse the barnyard language, is Ringo. He's listening. He's looking amazing in these like cool outfits with shocking color combinations. And Ringo's whole thing is like peace and love. Yeah, peace and love. He never got snippy. He never was gossiping about like George or Yoko. He was very patient. And there were like so many bouts of just nonsense when no music was happening. They didn't need a drummer. But when they needed a drummer, like Ringo would amble back and start, drumming.
He was good to go.
So I am channeling my inner Ringo, trying to be a good listener, trying to remember that, it all comes down to, life comes down to peace and love. Right, Leia?
Amen. Amen. And being a flashy dresser, I think it helps to be a flashy dresser too.
I have gone back to wearing I bought the book that goes along with the documentary so I can reference their color combinations.
Love it.
But, I've been putting on lots of rings, so that's like my cue to be, Ringo, to emulate him. Ringo. And another thing, Lulu and I joined, we friended him on Facebook, and we noticed that he uses a lot of really fun emojis. So I've been using more fun emojis in my texts. Like, they have a big salad, Leia. I think of you when I use that emoji. There's like a dancing girl in a red dress emoji. Oh my goodness, I love Ringo Starr. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love, baby. Okay, Ringo. Love it. That is funny. Well, Edie, I have a lot of people that I admire. But, you know, now that we're talking about stars, I'll go back to my TV world. You go to your music world and I'll go to my TV world. I feel like I'd be remiss if we didn't, you know, chat a little bit about Betty White, who passed away just at the end of 2021. And actually, interesting little tidbit. The night before she died, I was falling asleep and I was on my Flipster reading the People magazine about Betty White. And so I fell asleep thinking about Betty. I read that whole article. It was a beautiful write-up. She hadn't died, and she was just about to reach her 100th birthday, right? And so they kind of went a little bit early on this magazine that week. Anyway, I was reading it and I fell asleep just thinking, Betty, so awesome. Had happy dreams and then woke up, picked up my phone to read the news, and that was front headline of the news that Betty had died. So I just thought, well, nice. Maybe, I mean, not nice, but I don't know. I feel like I was kind of with her through the night, maybe as she was transitioning. But, you know, Betty, I feel like Betty has actually kind of entered my gestalt or something. I don't know what to say.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what it means. It's probably the wrong word in the wrong place. But I just want to say that what I love about Betty is that she was such a, and I can even talk about her in the present because I'm feeling her spirit, such a joyful woman, right? That and that sharp humor. She didn't try to hog the limelight either, right? Like, she was a really generous actor and generous on the stage, I thought. She was super funny, but she didn't, I don't know, she just didn't try to take over somehow. And her animal activism, and how, this is the big thing that I really took away from this article. And then I just yesterday actually read the latest People magazine on my Flipster app, which honored her again. Post-mortem, is that after death?
I think so.
Yes. And how she said yes to so many things. Like, Edie, did you know that she wasn't on Mary Tyler Moore until she was in her 50s? Like, and that was one of her, she had done a lot prior to that, but that was a big breakout role for her in the 70s. And she was already in her 50s then. Of course, she went on to do Golden Girls and all these other things. But she consistently said that, like, why would I quit doing what I love? Life is, you know, life is so much fun. And she loved what she did. And she really only did what she loved. And I just, Betty all the way. Question, Edie, do you have any fictional characters that you have admired and that have helped you in your life?
Well, yes, Leia. I am thinking Professor McGonagall from the Harry Potter series.
Yes,
back to Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. So I really like how she operates as a teacher. And I keep meaning to buy a Professor McGonagall costume to wear on Halloween, but I forget until October to order it. And then they're all sold out. But
order it now.
Something that, order it now, Professor McGonagall, and then like store it, you know, for 10 months. But she like sets high standards for her students, and she's really no nonsense. Despite how I come across here, I am really a no-nonsense teacher. I like to get right down to business. Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of being off topic and, you know, shenanigans. I don't like that. And neither neither does Professor McGonagall. And another thing about both of us, or about her, that I try and emulate is she really does believe in her students. She comes across as a bit harsh, but she does, you know, deep down love and believe in her students. So I try and emulate, you know, her. And it doesn't hurt that Maggie Smith plays her in the movies, you know. Right. We love Maggie Smith.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that you chose Professor McGonagall. I think that's a perfect match for you. Okay. Well, what a fun episode. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week. This week, think about who you admire and what you can do to emulate them.
Yes, and share your thoughts on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook.
Well, you can be sure I'm going to be posting lots of pics of Ringo and Professor McGonagall. Perhaps they're friends, Leia. Aren't they both British? Shouldn't they go and bake on the Great British Baking Show together?
They're mates. Oh my gosh. Well, this is it for this episode of the Two Chit-Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Mm-hmm. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, our very exclusive Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Hey, Edie, speaking of Prairie Girl Greetings, you have your Galentine's Day cards for sale right now. Now, time is of the essence, folks, because Galentine's Day, February 14th, is right around the corner. So go to her Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and check out these cards and all the other delightfully artistic and fun cards that she has for sale there.
Thanks, as always, to Charlotte and Leia for editing the show. You two keep this podcast going. I don't know how you do it, but, you know, you do it. I want to emulate you two.
Okay, well, you can start editing next week. You and Whoops. Lulu. Next year, it's you and Lulu. Okay, well, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.